Hey, Cleaning Nation, I just wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to be speaking live at 3 day-long events in Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, Texas. This June 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Reframe Janitorial Workshop. And you can sign up for free at sweptworks.com/reframe. Swept, S-W-E-P-T, works, W-O-R-K-S.com/reframe. If you're serious about growing your janitorial business, if you want to meet me and hang out with your fellow Cleaning Nation business owners, this is a must-attend event. Register right now at sweptworks.com/reframe before you forget and life gets in the way. Now, I know this podcast reaches more than 80 countries and not everyone listening and watching can make it to Texas at the drop of a hat. But if you love the podcast or videos and are committed to growing your cleaning company, you want me to personally help you, I haven't forgotten about you. I've put together an amazing community of owners of cleaning company, live coaching with me, and everything you need to build a million-dollar cleaning business. You can get in on the action right now at growmycleaningcompany.com. growmycleaningcompany.com. I made a special video just for you. Check it out right now. I'll see you there. Did you go? Wasn't it awesome? Oh, you came back for the podcast. Great. Let's get this party
Cleaning Nation,
started.
It is time. Time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and find everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. Before we start, I want to thank you for being such an amazing audience. There is so much love that we get on Facebook and on iTunes and on our YouTube channel. Just want to tell you the show exists because of your support. We get so many people coming in and sharing the love all over the place. Thank you for being such a great audience. Today, we are chatting with Marcus Flakes from CSI U.S. Military Maintenance. CSI U.S. Military Maintenance is a veteran employment initiative and serves the Houston, Texas area and surrounding areas with both commercial and residential services. If you want to reach out to Marcus and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.csi.usmilitarymaintenance.com. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, glad having you, brother. Before we jump in, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your name and what you got going on there and how you kind of got into it.
Okay. Well, my name is Marcus Flakes. I'm the CEO and president of CSI U.S. Military Maintenance. When I first got into this business, it was not long ago, about 3 months ago, and we've really taken off since then. I am also a national public affairs officer for Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. In that position, one of my roles were to reach out to different nonprofits and for-profit organizations to link them up to develop some kind of a continued alliance for veterans. And I reached out to a gentleman by the name of Mark Baird, who is the CEO of Patriotic Hearts, which is a 501c3. He developed the concept on U.S. military maintenance. And I became very, very interested in what he had to say about how they support veterans on the Veterans Employment Initiative. And so it was a veteran entrepreneurship program. I didn't blink twice. I went ahead and rolled with it. And since then, you know, I've found myself, you know, earning considerably more than I make on my normal job.
Sum it up for us. What is it exactly you do? That's a lot of details and stuff. I'm kind of confused. What is it you do differently than a regular cleaning company?
Okay. So what separates us from any other cleaning company, we're a cleaning and maintenance company to start. But what separates us is that we're about 75% employed with veterans. We use a military standard in the cleaning industry, whether it be post-construction cleanup or move-in and move-out services. We work with real estate investors to get their homes ready to put out on the market or lease.
So what I hear you say, hold on, we got to be a little, we're going to go forever here. What I hear you saying is 75% of your employees are veterans and you use a military standard for the services you provide.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, how can I help you today, man? What's going on in your world that I can bring some value to?
Well, while we're really growing rapidly, one of my biggest concerns is pay for employees, you know, how much should I be paying these employees that's not going to sink my business per se?
Okay. That's a great question. And obviously, I can't, that answer is going to be different for, we've got worldwide listeners. So people in Jamaica are going to have a different answer than people in the United States. Even within the United States, people in LA are going to have a very different answer from those in Boise, Idaho. So not only am I going to kind of walk through how to arrive at, you know, again, it's not, I can't just say, oh, well, for you, it should be $10.23 an hour, no more, no less. I'm going to kind of give you some concepts that'll help both you and Cleaning Nation, no matter what area you're in of the world, kind of come up with what fair pay is. Does that sound okay?
Yes, it does, Mike. Thank
okay.
you.
So for every, all of our American listeners and some of our non-American listeners, we've got minimum wage, right? Where the government comes in and says, at the very minimum, this is what you must pay to be fair. In the United States, that wage is different state to state. In the areas that you work, Marcus, what is your minimum wage?
Minimum wage is $7.35.
$7.35. Okay. And I think, gosh, you get to California, it could be as high. I think in Arizona, it's 10. In California, it might be 12 or even more. So let's start there. The good news is, Marcus, I can't imagine anyone, any cleaners making $123,000 a year anywhere in the United States. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, that's a good assessment.
Okay. And in Houston, give me the absolute top end that just what you've run into. Obviously, if people are being legal, and I would always coach you to do nothing but be legal, the minimum is going to be $725. What's the top end? What's the absolute most you think people are paying in your area?
In my area, I really believe that they're somewhere around $10 to $12 an hour.
Well, that's the average, correct?
Correct.
Right. What's the most? What's the most you've ever heard anyone getting paid for a cleaner, not a supervisor, not anything else, just a regular cleaner?
About $14 an hour.
Okay, so we've got a range of $7.25 to $14. Is that fair?
Correct.
Okay, so the good news is our job's actually pretty easy. People think there's all this different things that you could do, but there's really not. No one's getting paid $1 an hour, and no one's getting paid $100 an hour. In your area, it's between 7 and 14. Maybe in California, it's between 11 and 15. But that's a great range. And you said between 10 and 12 is kind of what averages, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'd probably, the philosophy I've always had was I like to pay 10 to 15% better than what my competitors are. But I don't want to focus on that in my hiring. What I don't want to have Clean Nation do is go out there and be like, that's how we're going to hire, right? Everyone else pays $10 an hour, we pay 11. Where everyone else pays 11, we pay 12, whatever the case may be. That's not who we want. We don't want the people that are like, well, I'm making $10.50 an hour at my job, but if you'll pay me $10.75, I'll quit here and come there. We're not looking for those folks. We're looking for people that buy into our vision. The good news, Marcus, is it sounds like you've got a really strong vision. The people that work with you probably aren't coming just for pay. They like that you're serving veterans. They like the philosophy behind what you do. And hopefully that's why they're coming to work with you. Is that a fair statement or did I make that up?
That's a very fair statement.
Okay. So the first and foremost step is to be clear on what the value proposition is. And it is not, you give me an hour of your time, I will give you money. The value proposition is you're going to get to be a part of something bigger than yourself that supports what you believe it. And you're going to have the opportunity to be around other people that believe what you believe. And you're going to be able to, together, we are going to be able to create a result that you couldn't create on your own. That's the value proposition. Obviously, we want to pay you for your time, but that's not the focus. So to answer your specific question, if I woke up in your area and minimum wage was $7.35 and average cleaners are getting $10 to $12, I'd probably start them at $9 an hour. And within maybe a year and a half, 12 to 18 months, give them the opportunity to excel or promote themselves to $12 an hour. And I probably wouldn't pay more than that. The big trick is you don't want them to be there because of the pay. You want them to be there because they believe in what you're doing. So to answer your question specifically, which is a small answer, you know, I think that $10 to $12 hour is fair. I'd probably start them at $9, give them the opportunity between 12 and 18 months, depending on things like how often they show up, how many customer complaints versus, you know, people calling in and giving positive reviews, how well they exemplify your core value, how quickly they clean. These are the kinds of things that I would allow them to accelerate up through. That said, the one thing I want to really enforce is once you've got your system for pay, follow the system. If you're ever not sure, err on the side of the employee, right? If you're not sure, like with drive time or mileage or whatever, if you're not sure, always be a little more generous. And if you think that's going to, you said it perfectly, said, I don't want this to sink my company or to bankrupt me. That really has more to do with what you charge than how much you pay your employees. The good news is you're going to base what you charge off of how much you pay your employees. So if you're paying drive time and mileage and all these things as you should be, right? Because if they're driving, you should pay them. They're not driving for themselves. They're driving for you. That's all going to get rolled into your bid. So that the your pay, your cost of goods sold is really just a percentage of your revenue. So you, as long as you're doing your bidding right, you can pay appropriately and it's never going to bankrupt you. What's going to bankrupt you is trying to cheat your employees or getting a reputation for taking advantage of employees or not paying fairly and not being able to get good talent. That will bankrupt you much quicker than saying, hey, I need this kind of rate, which is a fair rate to pay my employees well and have fair profit. People understand that. They don't understand, you know, I pay my I try and take advantage of my employees and make extra money by taking it from them. Questions, thoughts, rude remarks on anything I've said so far?
No, actually, you're hitting it on the nail. I mean, it couldn't be better advice, you know, just looking at the big picture and how we put bids together. That's critical. So you really pointed on something really good.
Cool. The last thing I have for you before we hit the lightning round is the thing, oddly enough, pay is... shouldn't be a big part of the conversation. The things that are really going to attract and keep, more importantly than attract, keep the top talent that you really want and that you really are going to desperately need to grow a cleaning company are the things that are free. We had already talked about community and vision and being a part of something bigger. The one thing I missed, and I wanted to make sure I hit it because it's totally free and it's just the best benefit you can give. It's better than health insurance. It's better than 401k. It's better than all that stuff, which is appreciation. Especially, I mean, this works in every industry, but especially in the cleaning business, people do not feel loved or appreciated or valued for the work that they do. So many of us have this, gosh, you know, I go through employees so quick, you know, I don't even learn their first name till they've been here a couple weeks. You know, this guy's as good as the next guy. And as soon as he quits, I'll just replace him with another. That really cultivates a culture of we don't value you, you don't value us, you're a commodity. You know, I can get a crappy $10 an hour job anywhere. And you're like, I can get a crappy $10 an hour employee anywhere. That's a very unhealthy culture. You're not going to succeed with that. But when you know them, you love them, you care about them, you appreciate how hard that they work and what they do for your company and for the success of your vision, and that they're all there. They don't have to be. They get a job anywhere else, right? They can get in the welfare line for 10 bucks an hour, probably. But the fact that they're there, you got to show them that appreciation. And the beautiful thing about appreciation, it is totally free and it will go far, far further than a 50 cent, even a dollar an hour raise. Just having appreciation and recognition, right? Where you get people and they do something good, you get them in front of all the whole team, you clap your hands, you give them an award, a trophy, like a little frame certificate, a gift card, stuff like that goes so much farther than you can do. And aside from being fantastic for business, it's good for your soul, man. You go home feeling like you've really impacted the world more than just clean toilets for a living.
Exactly.
Cool. Any questions, comments, or thoughts before we hit the lightning round? I give you the opportunity to share some of your experience.
No, we can move on.
Cool, let's do it, man. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three quick answers. I'm sure they're going to be fantastic. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Personal or professional?
Okay, well, it's kind of personal and professional, but my dad learned from his dad, who was a business owner, and he told me, he used one analogy. He says, measure twice, cut once.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
And it's good because it's true, and it's kind of one of those things like, oh, yeah, you hear that all the time. Yeah, your reason you hear it all the time is because it's true, right? A lot of people that have measured once and had to cut measured once and had to cut 14 times, they're the ones saying that. So absolutely learn from that. All right, great answer, brother. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake? I know you've only been in the business for a couple months, but if you're like the rest of us, you've already made dozens of mistakes. What's the biggest one you've made so we can all learn from that?
The biggest mistake I've made is underbidding.
Okay, perfect. We talked about it. And that is very common, by the way. I want to just point that out to everybody listening that's been in business probably less than a year or two. I would say not just on the air, but in my private coaching I do with folks, of the people that start, that is probably the biggest, most consistent mistake. So resist the temptation to go, oh, that's not me. That's just Marcus. He's a big dummy. He doesn't know anything. Because you'll 2 months from now or 6 months from now, you'll go, oh, crap, maybe Marcus was right. And I was the dummy there for a second. So don't just listen to that. Go, oh, I heard it before, bidding too low. That's not me. It's you, right? Make sure your cost of goods sold are in line. A good rule of thumb if you're starting is half. Just not that that's for everybody, and it should be a little, could, can be a little lower in commercial, a little higher in residential, but you should be making at least half. So if it costs you $10 an hour you're paying, and it's 12 bucks an hour after you pay for workers' comp and Social Security and all that nonsense, double it. You should be billing somewhere around $24 an hour. And you don't tell that to your customer. You don't tell them you're charging them per hour, but when you're internally figuring out your numbers, if you get about half cost of goods sold, meaning I got to pay you $10, I'm going to get $20, that's a good rule of thumb to start with. If you're not there, you're start looking at your pricing. Huge. Question number three, what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something simple and easy they can implement immediately to improve their lives and or their business.
Okay. Well, it would definitely be advertising and marketing. That's a niche of mine. I've been able to capitalize in a previous business that I had. I was very successful, ended up on TV and newspapers and magazines and all of that good stuff. And it seems like I'm starting to do that all over again in an entirely different business. So to go in detail, I think that each owner of a cleaning business should make a list of different businesses that they can provide a service to. And once they make that list, make those calls or go into those businesses in person, give them your business card, tell them who you are, what you're doing. And you'll find that these people are actually needing your services and they will give you a call. So, online marketing is great, but sometimes you have to get out to the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce is a huge one. Real estate investors, for post-construction cleanup, move-ins and move-out cleanup. These people need that. This is a very great home market right now in Houston. So I don't know what it's like across the nation, but it's a good market right now, and people are selling and buying. And in the course of that happening, we need to find a place in the middle to provide a service.
All right. Well said, my friend. All right, Marcus, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Marcus's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.